Welcome to the My Money Podcast, number 127, from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Brown, the editor of the Help Me To Save website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'll discuss four recent articles from the Help Me To Save website. They are: Rate Setter increased their welcome bonus to £50, relaxing in the Virgin Money Lounge, London Haymarket, setting up a home art studio, and a review of the Travel Lodge, London Stratford. So, starting off with the article about Rate Setter increasing the welcome bonus to £50. Peer-to-peer lender RateSetter have increased the welcome bonus for new customers from £25 to £50. To qualify for this bonus, you need to deposit and lend out at least £1,000 using the referral link in the article on the Help Me To Save website. The £50 welcome bonus will automatically be invested in the monthly market at the current rate, so you can't get your hands on the bonus immediately, but after the 1 month period is up, you can then withdraw the cash. Now, you can come to Help Me To Save and read my review of RateSetter, written in May this year. So I've been using RateSetter for about 6 months now and recently made a 1 month deposit at an interest rate of 3.1%. Now, you must be aware before you deposit any money with a peer-to-peer website that your capital is at risk. What this means is there's some problem with the company. The money that you've put in as a deposit, you're not guaranteed to get it back. When you put money in a savings account at a bank or building society, most of the deposits, you've got to watch sometimes if it's a foreign bank, it's under an EU passport scheme, but most British based banks and building societies, always check on the website, are covered under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. Up to, well, until the end of this year, it's £85,000 per institution. That's gone down to £75,000 from the 1st of January 2016. So you know your money's safe, whereas peer-to-peer sites, you get higher interest, but there is a risk. Now, the peer-to-peer sites will say, oh, I've got provision funds to cover bad debts. But if things went badly wrong, the provision funds are not large enough to repay all the loans. So just be aware that in order to get a bit more interest, you are taking some risk with your cash. But once you've decided that you want to use a peer-to-peer site, and RateSetter, the rates of interest they pay are fairly competitive, if you are planning to deposit a minimum of £1,000 anyway, why not get the welcome bonus, and that boosts your interest rate for the first period. Now, the next article is Relaxing in the Virgin Money Lounge in the London Haymarket. On my recent trip to London, the Virgin Money Lounge, London Haymarket, was a much appreciated bolt hole. The comfy chairs, free hot drinks, Wi-Fi and phone charging facilities offered some welcome respite from my packed schedule. I plan to visit the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square. The Haymarket Lounge is conveniently located a 5 minute walk from the gallery. The lounge is open 7 days a week, which was handy as I visited on a Sunday. You enter the lounge on the ground floor, where there's a piano, there's nobody playing it when I was there, plenty of seating, a small kids play area, and a self-service refreshment station with a coffee machine, fruit juices, water, biscuits and fruit. Virgin founder Richard Branson is portrayed in a wetsuit swimming with the fish in an aquarium hologram. Downstairs, which is accessible by lift, it's laid out like the cabin of an airplane. However, I didn't find the seats there that comfortable, so I went back upstairs. There's also another refreshment station downstairs, as well as the toilets. You need to be a Virgin Money customer to access the lounges. Members are allowed to take in one guest. I've had a Virgin Money credit card which offers 24 months interest-free on new purchases for a few months. Being able to use these lounges, also located in London Eagle Place near Piccadilly Circus, Edinburgh, Norwich and Manchester, is a great perk. I have taken our son into the Virgin Money Lounge in Edinburgh and the one at Eagle Place, which was good too. Now, I really did appreciate my visit to the Virgin Money Lounge, London Haymarket. Very relaxing. I made myself a nice pot of tea, charged my phablet, uploaded some photos to Flickr from my camera through the free Wi-Fi and used the toilet facilities. And the three members of staff were very welcoming and friendly. So we can get this as a perk in addition to a financial product which offers good interest or good long interest-free period for purchases on a credit card, then it's great. Even if the accounts weren't great, you could still put a few pounds in one and get access. Now the next article I'll discuss is setting up a Hallmark studio. Regular readers of Help Me to Save will know that I finally started doing art, something I've been thinking about doing for a long time, but finally got started. Now, what I did initially, I didn't want to spend a lot of money and then decide, oh, I wasn't really enjoying it. I just spent under £10 just to get started, just buying some very basic paint and stuff. But once I'd done a few pieces of that, I decided that, no, I was really enjoying it. I wanted to have a wider selection of colours, try different materials. So I knew that I was going to have to spend a bit more money. So if, like me, you've decided after a bit of tinkering that you would like to do it a bit more seriously, here are my money-saving tips on setting up a home art studio. Excuse me. Now, the first thing you have to think about is where will you work? In fantasy land, an ideal home art studio should be a single purpose room flooded with light and have a sink, a floor covering that's going to be easy to clean, but not many people are going to be able to achieve this in real life. I decided that my office come home computer room, which is a single bedroom with one window which faces north, would need to double as a home art studio. The room contains quite a large desk, so I reckoned that I could push the laptop into a corner next to the printer and have a reasonably sized work surface. But I do manage to work on canvases which are about 50 centimetres by 60, but I have to turn them round as I use them and they could topple off the desk, so I'd love to have more space, but it is workable. I had a good clear out of the large bookcase which is in the room to make space to store art supplies. Now I did know it was going to be a bit of a pain having to set up and clear away after every art session if I had to do some work for my website, so I have to clean everything up. Whereas ideally in a single purpose room, you're going to have to clean up sometimes, it's going to be a total mess, but you could leave more out than when you're using it. It's a different room and other people are using the room as well. The next thing to think about is which art materials to buy. Now, I wanted to buy some more paint, but I decided not to use oil paints for two reasons. The odour, with it being upstairs next to our bedroom, and that almost certainly I'd spill paint all over the carpet. And if I was going to have to walk from the bedroom through to the bathroom, no, I didn't want oil paint on the carpet, on the sink, or everything. So I decided just to stick to kind of watercolour type paints. I bought 15 acrylic colour tubes, 12mm each, £2 at B&M Bargains. I find that you get much more texture and brighter colours from this type of paint than from dry block watercolours. I really like the effect produced by glitter paint, which costs 69p for 120mls at Home Bargains. I started off with two, but I soon returned to the shop to buy another four colours, and that cost £4.14. Now, some colours, particularly the green and the blue, I've used a lot for grass, leaves, sky, sea. So I went over to top up and they didn't have them anymore. I think they've cleared a lot of stuff away to make room for Christmas things. So it's difficult because you don't want to buy loads of a product until you've tried it, but by the time you've tried it and decided you like it, it might not be in stock at these kind of bargain stores. So tricky to decide. But anyway, that was £6.14 on paint. Now, mess avoidance. I bought a 99p plastic craft mat from Home Bargains, which put out on the desk, and then if you spill paint, glue, whatever, it just lands on the mat. I also thought if I'm going to have water in a container when I'm painting, I must have that container in something that means not, I won't say if, I'll say when I knock it over, that all that liquid can be contained. So I bought something else in Home Bargains, which was called a flexible tray. Now, it's a tray-like in that it does have a handle on each side, but it's much, much higher than I would think of a tray. I don't know, I would say at least 4 inches high. So if I knock over the water, it's all going to be contained in there. Nothing coming all over my laptop. Now, the next thing I bought was some paper and canvas. Initially, when I was just doing my little experiment for under £10, I just used A4 printer paper. However, I wanted to progress to larger paper with some texture. Now, I bought a watercolour pad which contained 18 sheets of 230 grams per square inch paper, measuring 15 by 10.5 inches. That was £3 at artworks.co.uk. I bought 3 pads. And I also bought a set of 3 blank canvases, small, medium and large, for £4 in B&M Bargains. So that was £13 to get some better paper and canvases. Brushes. Now, don't just buy a horrible, nasty, cheap brush that you maybe get with a watercolour set. Even when you're first starting, you do need a decent brush. I was lucky, I bought a gouache watercolour set, Moist Cakes, and it included a brush. And I just like this type of brush so much that I decided I would buy a set of 6 of these. They cost £3.99 on Amazon. They did take a couple of weeks to arrive as they were dispatched from Hong Kong. Now, these brushes have lovely long handles and the bristles don't flop as soon as you put them on the paper. I also bought a 12-piece sponge painting set costing 99p from Home Bargains, and I found the circular foam implements great for painting flowers, especially the hydrangeas. It was really good for hydrangeas. Now, as I had bought some paper watercolour pad, decided a couple of things that I did was going to have to frame. That's the good thing if you buy canvases, you don't need to frame them, whereas